Titus chapter 2. Father, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Titus chapter 2, verse 1. The Apostle Paul writes, "You must teach what is in accord with sound doctrine." In other words, don't teach what appeals to people necessarily. Preach and teach the clear truth as God has given it. And then he elaborates on that, really, in the rest of this chapter. Verse 2, teach the older man to be temperate, worthy of respect, self-controlled, and sound in faith, in love, and in endurance. Older men ought to lead by being a godly example to others. Verse 3, likewise, teach the older women to be reverent in the way they live, not to be slanderers or addicted to much wine, but to teach what is good. And the best way to teach the importance of holiness is to live holy. You know, there are many flashy things in the world which appeal to the sin nature of man. And God needs dedicated women to display his way and to show that there's a righteous alternative for people, especially younger women. Still speaking to older women, verse 4, then they can train the younger women to love their husbands and children. To love their husbands and their women, to train them to love their husbands and women. And remember what love means. It's not a feeling. It's good for a wife and a mother to serve her husband and children. And that's the meaning of love, serving. And becoming a servant takes training, because the natural bent of people is to want to have things their way. Verse 5, to be self-controlled and pure, to be busy at home, to be kind, and to be subject to their husbands, so that no one will malign the word of God. It's not fashionable today to say that a wife should be subject to her husband. That's really being a throwback to the Dark Ages, as far as some people are concerned. But it is what the Word of God says. And basically, what verse 5 is teaching is that women should be good, so that no one thinks the Bible that they claim to believe promotes bad. How we behave will affect how others view God. Verse 6, similarly, encourage the young men to be self-controlled. Self-control goes against the nature of most young men, but they should make it their goal. If nothing else, it'll at least move them in the direction of holiness. 7, in everything, set them an example by doing what is good. People in positions of authority, especially church leaders, must set a good example. People need leaders, good leaders. And goodness comes from holiness. Last part of verse 7, in your teaching, show integrity, seriousness, and soundness of speech that cannot be condemned, so that those who oppose you may be ashamed because they have nothing bad to say about us. Teaching the Word of God is a serious thing. and it should therefore be done by the preacher with the dignity that it deserves. Always treat the word of God with respect. Verse 9, teach slaves to be subject to their masters in everything, to try to please them, not to talk back to them. In other words, a Christian must respect those who are in positions of authority. 10, and not to steal from them, but to show that they can be fully trusted, so that in every way they will make the teaching about God our Savior attractive. Christians must earn the respect of others by proving that they are trustworthy. It is important for those in charge of anything to know that they can count on people. And believe me, they will appreciate people like that. That sort of reliability reflects well on Christ when it is present in a Christian. Verse 11, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. All people can be saved if they want to be. God never turns anyone down if they want Him. Verse 12, it teaches, that is the grace of God, it teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age. God's grace isn't a license to sin, as some people think it is. God's grace is a spiritual force within a Christian which points him in the direction of holiness. 13, while we wait for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. Jesus is our hope. He is our hope that in the end all will be okay. He is our hope that even though we have sinned, God is okay with us. All other so-called hopes are false hopes. Speaking of Jesus, verse 14, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good, delivering us from a life of sin and setting us free to be holy, was as much a part of Christ's work on the cross as delivering us from the punishment in hell. 15. These then are the things you should teach. Encourage and rebuke with all authority. Do not let anyone despise you. Sound teaching from a minister must contain all the things mentioned in this chapter. They are right, and they promote right. They are right, they promote right living, which means following in the footsteps of Jesus. Next time, chapter 3. Till then, so long, everyone.